American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 543. Here is the translated text as follows: The Trial of Edward Mannering, John Monroe, Hammond Green, and Thomas Greenwood, for murder, Boston, Massachusetts, 1770. The narrative and trial. On the 12th of December, following the trial of the 8 British soldiers, ante PFR 4 and 15, 4 civilians described in the indictments as Edward Mannering, Esquire, John Monroe, gentleman, Hammond Green, boatbuilder, and Thomas Greenwood, laborer, were put on trial. They were charged with being present, aiding, and assisting in the murder of the citizens who were killed on the 5th of March. The evidence for the prosecution tended to show that the prisoners, or a part of them, fired on the crowd from the windows of the custom house at the same time as the soldiers fired in the street. However, the principal witness, Charles Bourgault, a French boy and servant of Mannering, was contradicted on every material point and was deemed unworthy of credit. Consequently, the jury acquitted all the prisoners without leaving their seats. As in the case of Captain Preston's trial, no minutes of this trial exist. However, at the end of Hodgson's long report of the trial of the soldiers, there is this note. It may be proper here to observe that Edward Mannering, John Monroe, Hammond Green, and Thomas Greenwood, who were charged by the grand jury with being present, aiding, abetting, assisting, etc., William Warren in the murder of Crispus Attucks, as is at large set forth in the indictment, were tried on the 12th of December following, and all acquitted by the jury without going from their seats. References: 2 Ante, Poisar 419, 2 Chandler, Picha 415.